I would like to call to order the February 11th special meeting of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. Just as a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. I could please ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, if you could please call the roll.
Supervisor Corton.
Present.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Zavuda.
Here.
Four present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Before we go into the new business, just like I did last Thursday, I'm going to go through the process of what we're going to do this evening. So last Thursday, February 6, 2020, we met to interview and question candidates for the purpose of selecting and appointing a new township supervisor to fill the unexpired term of Mark Moyer, which terminates on December 31st, 2021. At that meeting, the board was unable to gain a consensus on one candidate. Tonight, the board will try again to gain consensus to select a candidate to fill the vacancy. I would like to outline the process for tonight's meeting, much as I did last Thursday. Mr. Moyer tendered his resignation to the township manager on Friday, January 17th, 2020. That set into motion a process for this board to select his replacement. As per Section 407(b)(1) of the Second Class Township Code, the Board of Supervisors accepted Mr. Moyer's resignation at its regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. As per the Second Class Township Code, Section 407, the Board of Supervisors has 30 days from the date of accepting the resignation with which to fill the vacancy. At the end of this 30-day period is Thursday, February 27th, 2020. If the Board of Supervisors has not filled the vacancy by that date, the Township shall advertise another public meeting to be convened to activate the vacancy board, as per Section 407C of the Second Class Township Code, to fill the vacancy. The vacancy board must meet to appoint a candidate within 15 days of the initial 30-day period. The 15th day for the vacancy board is Friday, March 13th, 2020. If at that time the vacancy board does not select a candidate to fill the vacancy, the members of the vacancy board shall petition the Dauphin County Court of Common Pleas to fill the vacancy, as per the Second Class Township Code, Section 407D. The vacancy was duly advertised and posted on the township website for 15 days. The township received letters of interest and resumes from prospective candidates through Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Tonight, we have six candidates interested in filling the remainder of Mr. Moyer's term. Prior to our meeting, Mr. Justin Engel and Ms. Amy Beckenstos notified the township that they would like their names removed from consideration. The remaining six candidates are Christopher Abruzzo, H. Robert or Skip Becker, John Foley, Ronald Ferlin, Beth Shaw, and Joyce St. John. Again, I'd like to thank all of the candidates for their interest in serving our community. Following the public comment, our process this evening will be as follows. We are not going to re-interview or question the candidates this evening. The sole purpose of tonight's meeting is to allow my fellow colleagues to put candidates into nomination to see if we can gain consensus on a person to fill this important vacancy. Following the conclusion of public comments, I'm going to open the floor to my colleagues to put candidates into nomination. We will handle each candidate that is put into nomination as a separate action item. Members will need to place candidates in nomination with a motion and a second. Once candidates are in nomination, I will ask the township manager to call a roll call vote on the candidate in nomination. If a candidate receives a majority of the votes, three or more, that individual shall be appointed to the position of township supervisor and the chair shall declare the nominations closed. Once a supervisor is selected, a notary public is available to administer the oath should that candidate wish to be sworn in immediately. At this point, the chair will accept motions to adjourn the meeting. If after several rounds of voting and no candidate receives a majority of the votes, the chair will declare the board at an impasse and nominations will be closed. The board will adjourn until such time that another meeting can be advertised. If that cannot be accommodated in the initial 30-day window, the township will look to advertise a meeting for the vacancy board to convene, as per Section 407C of the Second Class Township Code. At this point, I would like to open up for visitor and public comments. Comments should be limited to tonight's agenda item only, and that is the process for filling the vacancy. We've heard about the candidates at the last meeting, and anything that's repetitive, we will babble it down. If the members of the public would wish to speak on another topic, we have a regular scheduled meeting at 7 o'clock, and we would welcome you to join us then and offer your comments at that meeting. Speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. We will stop the speakers at 3 minutes. Please keep your comments to the process and remember that the candidates have applied because they would like to volunteer to serve our community. Please be respectful. Please come to the podium and indicate your name and address for accurate reflection in the minutes. So I'll now open it up if anyone would like to make public comment.
We got? Okay. Jonathan Chris, 226 West Chocolate. I am here representing my clients AIS, the insurance people, which is Doug Irwin and Chris Painter. Didn't get to finish the last time, so I'm going to pick up sort of where my comments were the last time.
Mr. Chris, is this relative to the process tonight, or is this about the candidates?
Because this is about their voting record, their prior voting records,
okay,
which I think is relevant to their selection.
Okay.
Mr. Abruzzo, as part of the Dauphin County Planning Commission, voted for the November 2018 Bears Creek hotel plan, which is, of course, resulted in litigation with the township. So has Joyce Van, Judge St. John, in her capacity as a member of the Derry Township Planning Commission. Both Chris Abruzzo and Joyce St. John also voted for the 2017 zoning ordinance, which allowed the Bears Creek people to file their plan. Had that 2017 zoning ordinance been properly vetted, I don't believe we would have had that. The problem with the 2017 zoning ordinance is that it was 257 pages. Now, do I believe that Mr. Abruzzo or Ms. Joyce Irish read the thing? Of course not. Anybody reads that, their eyes glaze over, cross-eyed, they get a headache. But they voted for it. Why? Because the powers that be in Derry Township wanted it. It's called a rubber stamp. Then it goes to the Board of Supervisors. And do I believe any of the Board of Supervisors in 2017 who were present and voted for that ordinance actually had read the 257 pages before they voted for it? Of course not. It's headache inducing. So what we have here is we have an ordinance that was passed that nobody read. Planning commissions didn't read it. The supervisors didn't read it. Goes back to a famous quote from Nancy Pelosi 10 years ago to this day. And it's a dirty secret about politics, whether it's state, federal, or local. 70% of the voting goes on. People don't know what the hell they're voting for. She said it well when we're talking about Obamacare. Hey, we got to pass it so we can find out what's in it. Well, that's what happened. Mr. Abruzzo and Ms. Joyce voted for the Bears Creek Hotel, which means they are, in my opinion, conflicted out from voting and considering that. That's going to be a major issue you have to deal with in the next 2 months. So because they are conflicted out, I don't think they should be considered by this board. Thank you.
Dave Weaver, 214 Java Avenue. At the meeting on Thursday, last Thursday, Carter, I think you really dropped the ball. You had an opportunity to publicly interview the candidates for an extremely important position, and you chose to not ask a question or questions or to engage in some jocular queries and call it a day. I think it somewhat indicates you might have had your mind made up when you walked in the building. I generally support your positions, but I really think you dropped the ball.
Again, Again, I hope this doesn't turn into a pep rally. All I want to say is, Mr. Crispin, anyways, I think tonight we're here not to condemn or challenge or represent somebody that could appear to be a conflict of interest. So I think tonight we should work as a united board again, work on the best results, not cast blame, but look at what basically we have in front of us. We're becoming a laughing stock of the community with our board. We can't agree on anything. We have to have pep rallies. So I'm saying tonight, let's be adults. Let's look at the interest, look at the facts in front of us, and what us as taxpayers are willing to pay. Thank you.
Matt Luttrell, 254 Cedar Avenue. I want to reiterate and kind of emphasize some comments that were already made. I found last week's meeting very disheartening because I felt that we had some very qualified candidates come up here and make presentations, and then it became quickly obvious that a decision had been made prior to the candidates making a presentation. There was no effort at all to discuss any of the candidates. There were four candidates presented, and there was very little effort, at least on half of the board, to not deliberate at all. No consideration. So in my mind, this all goes back, you know, I'm questioning the whole timeline as to Mr. Moyer's resignation. Did he know prior to the elections that he could have removed himself? So I'm very discouraged by the timeline, the apparent, I heard all the rumors ahead of time that this was a done deal, that one supervisor...
We're not going to address rumors.
The rumors apparently aren't rumors because every time I come here, they're affirmed.
So affirmed by what?
By the actions of Supervisor Wyckoff and Supervisor Nutt as to Chris Abruzzo being the only candidate available. So last I saw, there were seven candidates who made presentations. There was plenty of opportunity for dialogue there, plenty of opportunity to discuss the merits of each one of the candidates. There were very experienced candidates, not only in public forum, but also in private practice, who I think could benefit the board immensely. And I strongly encourage that each and every one of you, please, sure, do a little more deliberation than was demonstrated the last time. Thank you.
Good evening. Lindsay Drew, 73 Carousel Circle. I was unable to finish my comments in the allotted time at the last meeting, and so I would like to finish them now. As you proceed to a vote yet again this evening, I am asking Supervisors Nutt and Wyckoff to please remember the issue statements that you posted on your campaign website. Under transparency, too much government business is conducted in the cloak of darkness behind closed doors. Natalie and Carter believe that local government operations, you're impeding on my First Amendment right if I'm not able to finish this because it's relative to the process. Natalie and Carter believe that local government operations should not be a mystery for taxpayers, which is why they have pledged to respect and fulfill the requirements of the Sunshine Act, establish better communications between the Board of Supervisors and residents, and encourage more public input on issues that impact the community. Under independence, too many times decisions in government are made to benefit special interests and political insiders. Natalie and Carter are not politicians. They are first-time candidates who do not have an agenda and are not supported by special interests. Their only priority is to make Derry Township an even better place to live, work, and raise a family. Well, the public is here and providing input on issues that impact this community. I'm imploring you to please honor the rest of your statements and promises you made to voters. In effective board governance, a key component is being able to compromise. Pressuring fellow board members to align with you and exerting a perceived position of individual authority is not effective governance. I'd like to state that I respect all of the candidates who have put their name forward. I have no personal issues against any one of them, but I humbly request that you consider appointing a supervisor who is being advocated for by the community. For example, Beth Shaw would be an excellent selection, and I think an excellent compromise, and I urge you to do the right thing. You have an opportunity as new leaders in this community to help reunite us. That doesn't mean that everyone has to agree, but rather than operate in the manner which is currently going on, and going backward and disregarding the work of fellow elected board members who have spent years planning for projects. Help us move forward. Demonstrate leadership by helping to find ways to ensure taxpayers who may be overly burdened by any potential tax increases are aware of opportunities to seek relief, encourage support of capital campaigns and investing in our future, and do what is the right thing and what you're being requested by the community at large. Thank you. I'd also like to submit on behalf of Mr. James Carter at 2097 Raleigh Road a letter that he asked to be entered into the record. He has emailed that to you already, I believe, but it's stating that he humbly requests as you move forward that you give consideration to Dr. Beth Shaw and all of the reasons by which he supports that nomination and vote. Thank you.
I'd just like to say I haven't pressured anyone at all. I'm allowed.
Nor have I. And I don't know where the rumors are coming from.
Not appropriate.
What's not appropriate? We're responding to the rumors.
Fine.
I thought you were.
Let's continue.
In a silence.
Christine Drexler, 28 Penzance Road. 10 years ago, I embarked on a process because I believed in community. I believed in we, the people, not I, the people, not me, the people, we, the people. We circulated petitions, and we, the people, said what we needed. More lockers, more bathrooms, more water. We, the people, went to Chris Abruzzo and Kelly Fidelli. We needed to start working on a community center project. I applaud Mr. Abruzzo. I worked alongside Mr. Abruzzo. We worked collaboratively for the welfare of children who are in an environment that was unhealthy and put in a new filtration system. I appreciate everything he has done for our township. I listened to what he said last week, and I applauded every accomplishment, but there was one thing missing. The community center. No plan. No, this is I raised funds. That was missing. We were 10 years behind then. You sit with people who we have worked alongside for 4 years, meeting after meeting, sticky notes on boards, community engagement. You have a responsibility to pick a candidate that will work collaboratively with you to move this project forward. It was approved. It was approved, and it should move forward. You looked at me and you said, every door you knocked on, nobody wants this project. 900 people in 4 days want this project. You have to listen to the people. You were elected to listen to the people, and I implore each of you to listen to the people.
Any additional public comment?
Still
that?
Uh, Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. You know, a lot of times I come here and rarely do I think I'm going to get up here and have something to say. But when people approach me once I get here, emails, phone calls I get maybe on the way here, some things that I hear when I get here, it forces me to get up here and talk. So first thing I want to address is I know that there's a petition going around. Christine just handed you 900 signatures. It's going out on change.org, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, though, why didn't anybody tell her it doesn't matter? Because in October of 2018, we were told it doesn't matter. The township was not going to do a referendum in regard to this community center because there are 17,500 registered voters.
Can we keep just to the process for tonight? The process that we're in for tonight?
Yes, okay. Yes. So referendums, the petitions don't matter according to the township, all right? Because not everybody participates. I looked at this thing trying to support what's going on. Not all these people are even from the township. But one thing that is bothersome, one of our members, and I'm the chairman of CARS, a grassroots organization, somebody sent me an email just before I got in here today in regard to what's going on with this community. This person just joined the Moeller Center. They were approached about the candidates that are up for tonight, about the divisiveness of the community. They were asked to sign the petition. She refused to do so, not in a dissenting manner or anything like that. She didn't sign it. The person that asked her to sign it said, "I'm done with you." And that's what's happening nationally. And again, there are very few people even in my organization that have stood up and said that they don't want this center. Some have, yes. But we have all said that we need a center. We need to find a way to pay for it. And it needs to be done responsibly for a $60 million center. Thanks, Natalie. Thank you.
Linda Iyer, 2321 Raleigh Road. As co-chair of CARS, I hear oftentimes the lack of process, the lack of information. We had a lot of disinformation in last week's essay in The Sun, incorrect information that you even called out your fellow supervisor on. We have yet to have a business plan.
Linda, if you could keep this for the next meeting, okay. About the process okay. Right now is fine.
But 900 people signed that petition in 4 days, but over 2,300 people voted for you. Your point was to scale back. So that's the referendum.
Andrea Abruzzo, 12 Jacobs Creek Drive. I support the pool project.
Okay. We will close the public comment section, and at this point I would like to open up the floor for nominations to fill the vacancy from my fellow board members.
I would like to nominate Chris Abruzzo.
I will second that. Is there any point of discussion?
Yes. Okay. I would like to make some comments this evening, and forgive me for writing something out again this week. Normally I speak from my heart, but this is important, and I want to make sure that I get everything down properly. First of all, thank you all for coming this evening and being a part of this very important discussion in our township. I have heard from many, many people across the community over the last few weeks and truly appreciate your care and concern for our community and in many cases your care and concern for me and our other board members. I've tried to work toward a compromise and a consensus on our board since we adjourned the meeting on Thursday because I had hoped we could reach a unified decision. Our community and our board are divided, and a unified vote would have been a great first step toward healing the divide and moving forward. However, that is not going to be the case tonight, and I need to respect my colleagues' opinions just as I hope they respect mine. I know that many in this room and across the community might prefer that we call the vacancy chair up at the end of the month, which would trigger a lawsuit contesting the validity of the vote that put the vacancy chair in power, and in turn, that would mean a judge would have to pick the next supervisor. This action would cause us to go without a fifth supervisor at least until the middle of March, and nobody would know who would end up serving in this capacity. As you all know, we are at a very critical time regarding our community center. Many residents, staff people, elected officials, and consultants have worked tirelessly since 2014 and many since before then to design a project that not only meets the needs of our residents today, but for the future. I fear the longer we delay, the more likely we are to run into legal issues with the contractors with whom we have signed contracts. The longer we delay, the more likely it is that this project gets delayed and our community goes many more months without a community center. Many of you, including many of you in this room, have told me to stay strong and stick to my gut. And that's what I'm going to do. I was elected to serve this community and to make decisions, and sometimes those decisions are very difficult ones and ones that are not very popular to make. This is not a decision that I make lightly. To the contrary, those of you who know me know that I have labored about this. I have analyzed the situation, I've listened to the community, and I've weighed all the options. I've been very objective in my thinking and my decision making. No one has pressured me to think one way or the other. All I can do is make the best decision possible with the information that I have before me. So tonight, I move forward so that our board can get on with the business of guiding this township. My vote, I can assure you, is not a political one, and it is certainly, certainly not a vote against the community center project that I am so committed to. It is a vote to move our community forward. This board cannot afford to delay moving forward on our community center project any longer. Chris Abruzzo has said that he has no interest in canceling the contracts, and I couldn't agree more. Chris will bring experience to the board, and he will bring a logical approach to problem solving that we desperately need right now. I personally look forward to working with him and our entire board on this community center project and the many other issues that face our community moving forward. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Board members.
Board member comments. Hearing none, please call the roll.
This is a roll call vote on the appointment of a township supervisor to fill the unexpired term of Mark Moyer. This term expires on December 31, 2021. On the motions of Supervisors Wyckoff and Nutt for Christopher Abruzzo. Supervisor Nutt?
Yes.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Yes.
Supervisor Zamuda?
Aye.
And Supervisor Court?
Yes.
That's three in favor, Madam Chair.
Thank you. The motion passes. If there are no other questions from the board, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will motion to adjourn.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is closed.